NYC could bend vax rules for Kyrie Irving if Nets pay fines. By Dylan Nguyen on January 12, 2022. The city of New York has some of the strictest coronavirus regulations in the country. However, apparently, those rules can be circumvented for a price. Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving has been laboring as a part-time basketball player due to his refusal to vaccinate and New York City's requirement that all those who enter Brooklyn's Barclays Center, home of the Nets, are vaccinated. Though, that arrangement could change if the Nets agree to pay a fine. As reported by the New York Daily News Stefan Bendy, the noncompliance provisions contained in former Mayor Bill de Blasio's executive order chart a path that could lead to Irving getting back on the court for a relative pittance. Here are the fines, as laid out by Bundy. First offense, warning. Second offense, $1,000 fine. Third offense, $2,000 fine. Fourth offense, $5,000 fine. Fifth offense to infinity offenses, $5,000 fine. As OutKick's Alejandro Avila reports, 21 remaining Brooklyn home games net the total fine for Kyrie's services at $100,000. So, if you're the Nets, why not pay the easily affordable fine and get your star player back on the floor for 21 crucial home games? Especially since the increase in attendance from Irving's presence will more than offset any loss you would incur from the fines? Makes perfect sense. However, what doesn't make perfect sense is the hypocrisy of Bill de Blasio in the city of New York in even having a rule that allows athletes to pay their way out of a vax mandate. Nets owner Joseph Tsai has a reported net worth of over $9 billion. He should probably just pay the fine.